LH aged 15, Lee Harris, Nirak Bertrand, East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation. Trust, sent. The 12th of July 2012, 1309. 2. Anathanson at Tavi Port. Attachments, 12.07.12 attachment to Anna approximately 1. Doc, 39 kilobytes, dear Mr. Nathanson. Tam grateful to your secretary receptionist who helped me on the telephone this morning. This is not, yet, a referral, but a notification. I understand from her that you are the consultant CNA psychotherapist I in charge of coordination at the Portman, and I thought I would pass the attached by you. It is self-explanatory and of course confidential. Yours sincerely, Dr. B.L. Nairat MRC Psych, consultant psychiatrist. 12.07.12 attachment equals the 11.07.12 9 o'clock email of Dr. G and Dr. Nirak's 12.07.12 1238 response. See below, FW, update. Nirak Bertrand, East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation. Trust, sent. The 12th of July 2012, 1251. 2. Johnson Niall, East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation Trust, importance, high. From Nirak Bertrand, East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation Trust, sent. The 12th of July 2012, 1238. Re, update. Nirak Bertrand, East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation Trust, sent. The 12th of July 2012, 1238. Joe, Garrett, Helen, Helen.Garrett at, CC. Bennett Wayne, East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation Trust, asterisk Wayne. Bennett at Marlowe, Elizabeth, Elizabeth.Marlowe at, importance, hi. Dear Dr. Garrett, re, LH, I shall not be able to attend the CPA this afternoon. Issues to think about, as, above, I shall, not.be.able.to, attend the CPA this afternoon. I have not been able to visit since the first CPA. I have not spoken to Lee since one telephone call soon after that visit. On one level, one had to put my foot down against LH trying to engage in parallel discussions with me on the phone. The points at issue here are the need which he has of evolving a clearer sense of the differences between the concrete and the symbolic, and associated differences between feelings, impulses and actions, and simple boundaries of time, place and person, a confusion into which some staff, dare I say, got sucked. On another level, ideally I would have liked to initiate some further contact in order to concretize the facts that I do think, and indeed correspond about, him, which he needs to know, for the sake of his dynamics of abandonment and rejection. Equally, it would help the professionals to know, as far as possible, whether this dynamic is anyway featured at the material times of his repeated attempts to get me to speak to him on the telephone, or whether his motive was that somehow I would rescue him from a restrictive situation. In which case it was a case of him trying to use me rather than of me being missed. LH is on a full care order to Kent local authority. LH is currently of no fixed abode, since he will not be allowed back at the foster carers because they also have an 11-year-old other foster child, male, and also because they have realized that it was their guilt that had kept them from giving notice sooner than they did. Not exactly, if in any way, the same as LH's needs. Especially of boundaries to better contain his harmful behaviors. Redacted by author, false and damaging information. LH has appealed against his detention under Section 3 of the Mental Health Act. LH apparently requires operations to repair self-inflicted damage. Redacted by author, the thing, I am on annual leave between Friday the 20th of July 2012 and back on Wednesday the 8th of August 2012. My advice. It is obviously not appropriate to discharge LH unless he has another roof over his head. As part of any placement choice, the safeguarding, criminal issues raised above must surely be borne in mind. It would be for police and SSD to inform us of where they are at. Regarding LH's physical safety, it is necessary to be clear about the surgical treatment plan following his recent surgical examination. I have not seen any documentation from our surgical colleagues. I understand from Dr. Garrett that his injuries are apparently extensive and that he will require several operations. I would like to receive copies of the surgical correspondence. On the basis that he has been injuring his, redacted by author, the thing. For several years during which he refused to talk about it and to be examined, the risks of further self-harm plus future self-neglect are non-negligible, to say the least. Associated personal and other male YP psychological risks are a major concern. I would consider the potential benefit to treatment planning of a discussion with a consultant at the Portman Clinic. This is the only proactive advice which I feel able to give, or repeat, as the case might be. LH will be 16 at the end of November 2012. I am sure that the Portman colleagues would understand the implications. It is necessary to face the fact that LH has a chronic, perverse psychosexual disorder. This is not a simple matter of sexual orientation and legitimate choice. LH's autoerotic homosexuality has had, amongst its concrete objects, a younger boy whose safeguarding requirements may not have been met and have remained out of my hands. LH has been identified with him, hence, auto_homoerotic. LH has been an assiduous user of BlackBerry, etc. He was very worried about losing this on admission. "It's my life," he told me. "At the origin of all this, there is a broken home with severe parental and sibling dysfunctions on both sides, and contacts on the maternal side, none of which is likely to assist in minimizing the attachment insecurities, the hurt and the effective loneliness and inevitable narcissism of this very damaged adolescent. Yours sincerely, Dr. B.L. Nirak, MRC Psych. Consultant psychiatrist. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.